Praise his name.
Are you happy to be out this morning?
Amen.
Oh, he's so good to us, saints. Gives us opportunity to gather around him, hear him speak to us. Let's all stand if you'd like and just bow our heads as we open the service. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly appreciative for all you've done. Lord, we rise up in the morning and knowing it's a day set aside that we can come together and to worship you together, hear you speak to us under the anointing of thy word and the Holy Spirit. Father, such a privilege. And Lord, to feel that desire in our hearts. Lord, that cry to go and gather in thy temple. You provided. Lord, it's amazing. Father, for we know it's nothing that we can do in ourselves. We didn't work ourselves up to this and decide that, Lord, it's something we want to do. But Lord, for your predestination, you chose us and you placed that desire in our hearts. Father, I truly appreciate it. Pray that you just bless each and every one that's gathered here this morning. Lord, meet our individual needs. You know what they are. Lord, and we just give you the glory and honor and praise in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Oh, he's wonderful. Turn with me, if you would, our only bleed book, page 185. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Are you thankful this morning? He brought us out. Amen. I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord, amen, sing it again. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. If it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, I've been happy since the Lord brought me out. Oh, I've been happy since the Lord brought me out. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, aren't you glad that the Lord brought you out? Oh, aren't you glad, amen, brought you out? Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? Aren't you glad that the Lord brought you out? Oh, I've been singing since the Lord brought me out. Oh, I've been singing since the Lord brought me out. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad. Amen. Sing that first verse. Amen. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Oh, if it had not been for Jesus, oh, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord brought me out. Amen. Are you truly glad? Oh, you should be, saints. Amen. Page 52. Hallelujah. Same books there. He brought me out of the miry clay. Amen. Think about it. Where you've been. Amen.
My heart was distressed neath Jehovah's dread frown. And low in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord. On the rock to stay, he put a song in my His goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in my God.
Oh, He
put a joy in your heart. Hallelujah. Page 115, just a little chorus. Amen. Isn't He wonderful? Amen.
Isn't He wonderful? Wonderful.
Think about Him. Amen.
Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?
Amen.
Oh, isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Oh, eyes have seen, ears have heard, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?
Saints. Hallelujah. We used to sing a little chorus, "We're a happy people." Yes, we are. Are you happy? Amen. If you ain't happy, just be quiet. But if you're happy, sing it with all your heart. Amen.
We're a happy people. Yes, we are. Oh, we're a happy people. Yes, we are. Been baptized in Jesus' name.
Apostle James, when the Holy Ghost.
Done for me. Amen. I know where I should be, but His grace, amen, has paid my price. Oh, hallelujah. Makes you happy. Amen. Puts a song in your heart. Let's all stand if you would. Well, we got the offering first. Amos, would you like to come on? Amen. Praise His name. That's the blessing, if you will, brother.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, truly, we are so thankful for all You've done for us, Lord. We can just take a moment and look and see, Lord, how wonderful You've been to us. Lord, we should have such a praise in our hearts for You, Lord. We do love and appreciate You. We thank You for this opportunity You've given to us once more, Lord, to gather here with our brothers and sisters around Your word. Lord, we just pray for a higher height than You this day.
Yes, dear Jesus.
As Your word comes forth, Lord, we pray You'll grant to us the true revelation, O Lord. As we've come to this portion, once more we ask that you'll bless this offering. Let it be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom. We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. I'm redeemed by love divine. Sing it from your heart. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. Oh, all to him I now resign. Oh, I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. Oh, all to him I now resign. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many have something on your heart? A request, a need? Amen. Oh, if you're redeemed, saints, you know it's already done. Hallelujah. Brother Philip, would you like to take the request?
Heavenly Father, we're so glad we could be here this morning, Lord.
Oh, God.
So glad to know, Lord, that we've been redeemed, Lord, by your precious blood, Lord, that you shed on Calvary, Lord. And thy God, as we stand here today, I know there's many here that have ought to be able to be given thanks, Lord, yeah, to you for where they brought them, where you brought them from, Lord. Yes, Lord, thy God, out of the pits of sin and hell,
amen,
Lord, and destruction, thy God, saved us, redeemed by his precious blood. And praying this morning for the needs of your people, dear God, here this morning, that whatever it might be, Lord, most of all, God, we pray for the spiritual needs,
yes,
this morning, Lord. Those who don't know you as their own personal Savior, Lord, and my God, have a desire in their hearts, Lord, to know you, Lord, that you just deal with them today, Lord. By the way of your holy word, Lord, my God, and pray for the needs of those who are sick and afflicted today,
oh,
Lord, and
God,
may not be able to be here today, Lord. We pray, Father, that you'd reach down your hand and touch them, Lord, my God, and raise them up, Lord,
yes,
for your
Father,
honor and your glory. We pray that thy word today is against all of us. Oh, God, let it speak to our hearts, Lord, and encourage us and strengthen us, Lord, in this hour we're living in. Anoint the speaker, Lord, my God, with the power of your Holy Spirit, and as he speaks your word today, we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. What a great God we serve. Amen. I may have a request on the song. Amen. Ask you to come.
There's a longing burning in my heart to see this body living every word. There's a craving pulling deep inside that I will be that prisoner of the Lord. to see him manifest in every action, every move this body makes. My heart's desire is to see Jesus Christ live again today. The literal life,
the literal life
of Jesus Christ,
of Jesus Christ.
It's the goal that I'm striving for every day. I'm reaching for that high till every action,
all my action
is Christ.
Until all I see is Jesus Christ.
He's the center of my life.
Until then I can't be satisfied.
To be a prisoner, Lord, I will surrender to you everything I've got. My body is your temple. Take my personality and all my thoughts. Until all that I can walk and talk and think and feel and see is Jesus Christ. Then when I become that prisoner, you will take preeminence of my life. The literal life,
the literal life
of Jesus Christ,
of Jesus Christ.
It's the goal that I'm striving for every day. I'm reaching for that high till every action,
all my action
is Christ.
Christ in motion, until all I see is Jesus Christ.
He's the center of my life.
Until then I can't be satisfied.
Till every action,
all my action
is Christ in motion.
Jesus Christ in motion, until all I see is Jesus Christ.
He's the center of my life.
Until then I can't be satisfied.
Amen. Praise his name. Let's stand together if you will. Ask our brother to come. Let's sing a little chorus, Only Believe.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
Precious, precious Lord Jesus, again we count this another grand privilege, as the prophet would say, and so thankful, Lord, that you've gathered us here by desire, a longing and a hunger down deep inside. And Lord, we trust as we've gathered here today, now we've come asking you for revelation. Lord, that you would open our hearts to the Word of God. And we realize how precious this is, Lord. By mercy and grace that a man or a woman or a young person could receive revelation. Lord, when there's no place we could go buy it, there's no man we could go seek after it and get it. But Lord Jesus, the only one we can get it from is the one that created the heavens and the earth. Oh, how precious it is, Lord. May we truly deem this a grand privilege, Lord, to be gathered around your word. And if we have eyes to see, what a blessed people we are. So we ask that you would bless us again this day now and have your preeminence in everything, Lord, it's said and done, that you would get the glory for it all. And we ask in your most precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Is he wonderful? Amen. To you personally? Amen. Kind of like to go back in that little message we started on Thursday evening. And if you want to turn with us, then we'll have you be seated. Let's go back to that little scripture, 2 Timothy, in the second chapter and the 7th verse. Very short little verse. Amen. Again, talking about receiving revelation. Understanding of the Word of God, because we know that's how understanding comes, is through revelation. So we find here, he says again, Apostle Paul is saying, consider what I say. And I just ask you again this morning to reconsider again. Amen, what he's saying in the Word. And the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Now may the Lord bless during his Word again. You may be seated. Just to refresh our minds a little bit of what we were speaking about Thursday evening. And we realized that as we just kind of started in on it, how anytime a man, woman, young person receives revelation from God, and it's kind of strange because it seems like some people still don't like really talking about revelation. And I don't know why. Maybe it's because they don't receive it and they don't feel comfortable in talking about it. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you, friends, truly, as the scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. We may think we can. We may think that we can make things work. And we may think that in our own intellectual knowledge, we can put things together and then we could be pleasing to God and try to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. But it just won't never happen, you see. If it did, and if it could, then the scripture would be wrong. But the scripture isn't wrong, you see. And we realize that any time a man, woman, young person received that revelation, again, to refresh your minds, they always acted upon it. It was always an action came forth after received. And you could go clear back and start at Genesis and come on up through. You know, very familiar scripture. Abel by faith, yeah, offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Okay, see, it pleased God. What Abel had offered, it pleased God. But by what Abel understood, he acted upon it, what was revealed to him. So he offered and knew it was blood that had to be on the altar. You see? Cain, of course, he thought, you know, and he remember, he had the opportunity to do the same thing as his brother did, but he didn't do it, you know. Just couldn't swallow that kind of a thought, you know, to be something that messy on the altar would please God, you know. But Abel, he had this revelation, and he offered God what God wanted. And you could keep right on going. You could go down to Abraham, the son we talked about, you know. You could talk about Noah. You know, he built that great boat. God revealed to him exactly what to do. So he did it. And it floated just exactly like God wanted it to float, you know. Though we look at it today and think about it, think, how could that happen, you know. Clear back way back then, you know. How could that ever be? But God revealed it to him and God backed it up, you see. And you could go on down through Moses and all these great men of faith. You know, here, look at Moses. He turned away and walked away from all the riches of Egypt. My, to suffer affliction and to have what God revealed to him that he was supposed to do. So he walked away from all those riches and nice luxury and the best things in the land and took what God offered him. You know? But all these things was done through faith. You know, and like I said Thursday night, should it for any reason change today in 2020? That a people through faith, by faith, really know what God wants and then act upon it. But it seems like such a slow process, and maybe in so many people's lives, a deleted process. You know, that it almost seems as, is it really a revelation? So-called revelation? Does God really reveal things today? Does he really give people revelation of the Word of God? Of course, a lot of people like just throw it on the prophets, you know? Well, if we had to just throw it on the prophets alone, friends, we'd never be able to please God. But God gave it to those prophets. The prophets give it to us, and then the Holy Spirit reveals it to us, you see? And then we act upon it. We're supposed to, you know? Of course, you got to look at it kind of the way I've looked at it for, you know, 35, 40 years. And, you know, standing here as a minister and preached to a lot of people over the years, and to think, you know, so many times it happens, you bring out exactly what the prophet said, you read exactly what the scripture says, and it just seems like it never happens. You know, people just kind of give you a dull ear to it, you know, and just kind of don't pay no attention. It's just as though did go out void, you know. But we want to bring back and just talk about this morning and think about how truly real having the Word revealed to us today is and really what it'll be. See, God made this thing, put it all together. I should say it in that way. Put this all together, seeing his great mind how it would be, but he knew himself. It'd be him that had to reveal it. And he knew that if he revealed it, it would happen just like it did any of the first ones he revealed it to. They had received that revelation, it would be expressed. That's all there is to it. It wouldn't just go out void. His word wouldn't speak out and just nothing happened. But it would happen just exactly like he said. And that's what I want us to just kind of, nothing else, meditate and think about this morning and just measure ourselves up by it. You see, do I really receive revelation? Or am I building intellectual knowledge? And by memory, remembering these things, and being a good moral person that I am, I try to do the best I can, but it just seemed like things don't happen the way God said it would happen. You know? So, again, I want us to just think about these things this morning. And, you know, and yesterday was a very special day to me. You know, of course, yesterday was back in 1951, February 8th. If you remember right, Brother Bram talked about it. It was Governor or Congressman Upshaw received his healing after being crippled for so many years. I think it was 59 years or something like that. And it was a very special day, I'm sure, for him. My, that he was in that meeting with Brother Branham and the Holy Spirit come down and revealed that he was there, and the prophet seen his vision, seen him fell off that hay wagon and everything, and all what took place, and seen he was there in that meeting, and God was going to heal him, and God healed him. Yeah. And I say it's a very special day for me, too, because February 8th, 30 years later, I received a new birth. So it was my birthday yesterday, my real birthday, you see. So I just, you know, it was a special day to me yesterday, and I appreciate the Lord. But I thought, you know, it's kind of something how God done something too on that day in healing Congressman Upshaw. We find as I said, this just think about this faith today. And think about Revelation. Now, before I get into saying too much about faith, I want to read some things that I want you to think about. And first I want to read, Does God Ever Change His Mind About His Word? April 18th, 1965. And I tell you those dates and things, so in case you want to write it down, you read it yourself. All right, we find here in paragraph 189, he says here, but God's little group, his bride, is centered on that word. May the dear Heavenly Father ever keep you stabilized right there. Don't you never move from that word. Okay, now, anytime God revealed his word to his people, they never moved from that word. Once it's revealed, amen, they stayed right with it. Just think about Abraham now. You know, here he was, waited 25 years. How many of us could wait 25 years on something that something God so directly revealed to him? Oh, my. And yet he waited 25 years for that promised son. But his, remember now, he expressed what God revealed to him, even though it took 25 years. Okay? What about the little bride staying with the word? Regardless how long it takes. You know, there's different things God has told us and revealed to us through the prophet. You know, things that would even happen, what would take place. Can we really trust in that word? Or do we just push it aside and, well, maybe it wasn't so, or it wasn't this, wasn't that, you know. But the little bride will hold on to that word regardless. I don't care how long it takes, she'll hold on to it. There ain't no getting discouraged. There ain't no getting and giving up and all that nonsense. She holds to that word regardless because it's been revealed, okay? He says, you may bless, now listen how he says this. God may heal your sick. Now think of this. He may heal your sick baby. Now we're going to talk about a real, genuine revelation, a complete revelation, and what it will take to hold to that word, and how this new birth goes with that genuine revealing. Okay? But listen to what he's saying here. He said, God may heal your sick. He may heal your sick baby. Okay? He may heal your husband or your wife. I'm sure if we seen any of this happen, we would, thank you, Lord, glory, hallelujah. He healed my sick baby. He healed my husband. He was about to die. He healed my husband. He healed my wife. She was about to pass away. He healed my wife, you know, and healed grandmother and all these things, you see. He may heal your mother or somebody else. You may jump at his spirit. Now, if, you know, now I'm sure if somebody jumps at his spirit moving, they must be feeling something. And I mean to do that, unless they're just completely hypocrisy and putting on everything, you know, and trying to act things out. That's very dangerous. But the thing is, you may jump at his spirit moving. And might feel the joy of the Holy Spirit moving. Now, just think at that. Of course, he goes on to say, and even dance up and down. Now, just think of it today of how many, by not really having revelation, could very easily think, because of that alone, they have the new birth. Or they're elected. They're chosen of God. My. Just think how many people... I'm sure there's probably thousands in this message that are still looking to that, bringing it from Pentecost and thinking about, my mama got healed. I laid hands on my brother and he got healed. And my sister got healed, this, that, and the other. And my, we had a real service and everybody was jumping up and down in the spirit. We're all bride. Now just think how, without understanding, how terrible a situation that is. You mean to have my mother healed, to have my brother healed, my sick baby healed? Yeah. Just think how terrible a situation that is without understanding. You see? He says, remember, the rain falls on the just and the unjust. Just the same. So it ain't that it doesn't happen to the elect. No. Same things happen to her. But it can happen on others too. That hasn't even been ordained of God. They're not elected of God. You see? But when that seed is laying there, now let's see what he said. But if that seed is laying in there, it's either ordained or it's not ordained. And if it's ordained, he said, if it's a wheat, it has to bring forth wheat. Now, wait a minute, it just sounds like if we take that and think, well, this one over here jumped up and down and got healings and everything, and her family got healed. And this one over here got healed and jumped up and down maybe and had some real good joyous times in her life, you know? But really, what's going on there, you know? And I'll read it again. He says, if it's a wheat, it has to bring forth wheat. So again, what is the difference? Of course, we know to start with, one is elected, one is not elected. One is genuine seed of God, one isn't genuine seed of God. You see? One has a genuine new birth, and one doesn't have. Okay? But both can have these same things. But again, just to think about it a moment, I wonder how many of us in here could be fooled. If maybe today, you want the elders to anoint you and lay hands on you, and you was healed. Would you think immediately because you got healed right then, I'm bride? Is that really what you'd hold on to? But look at the people in this message at will. Look at the people in this message because those men gathered and laid hands on her, and they got healed, or that person got healed, and they was the ones that laid hands. They must be true. Just think how many people in this message believe that and think that. I'm going to tell you, there's thousands of them. Yeah. You can tell by the fruit. You see? Now, he said, if it's a word of God, it has to produce the word of God. If it isn't, well, then it isn't. If you are seed of God, friends, there's something that happens differently, and it's what we'll go into a little bit today. I'll never have time to go through all this morning. But there's something different that happens to the individual that is true election and really filled with the Holy Spirit, that really have had a new birth in their life. There's something different. You see, there's these ones over here that maybe can, and maybe their baby get healed, their mama get healed, their daddy was prayed for and healed. They must have maybe healed theirself. Yeah. That is so much different than this one over here. Because this one over here, it's all about the entire word. And see, that's what we're seeing in this age and time we're living in. We see even a lot of nice people, good things going on, things happening. We see some mighty fine messages preached. We see some mighty things happening. Even some great things take place throughout the land. Testimonies coming forth and all that. Not saying they're all not true and maybe not genuine. But how many people are fooled by it? You see? Because of lack of revelation. Now remember, I repeat again, as Apostle Paul said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Maybe we ought to just go ahead and read that. So you can just, I'm sure you know it's scripture, but we'll go ahead and read it here. Sixth verse of the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God, now listen, he that cometh to God must believe that He is. And that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. And truly there is a diligently seeking the Lord for revelation. Even our prophet, as it's been written in the church age book, cry out for revelation more than anything else in this life. It's the most important thing, friend, to receive. And just to think, I think I mentioned in my prayer there, you know, how precious this is to receive revelation, even sitting here today, to be able to receive revelation, because it is absolutely nothing with what I can give you. It's what only the Holy Spirit can place inside of you. And that's the only way, you see. I can talk about the Word, and I can exhort upon it, and I can tell you again what it said, but that don't make it real. Although faith cometh by the hearing word, because you have to receive or hear the word for the Holy Spirit to move that word in your heart. You see? So here we are today. I don't know, and I wouldn't even want to try to judge and be a judge or anything. But I just wonder how many today maybe have something still lacking in your life, and you'll not get a lick of thing of what I'm saying today. Actually, you'll leave that door and you won't even remember what I preached on today. It'll be totally gone, totally dismissed from your life. You're no more interested in it than anything. You may be sitting here right now thinking about your job tomorrow, what you got to do. You may be sitting here thinking about what you got to do for your children tomorrow. You may be sitting here thinking, I would kind of like to have this to eat today and that to eat today. I wonder what I could get in today. You know, surely there's something to do I could do after service, you know. There's so many distractions for something that's so precious to be able to receive from God. And we'll let anything in the world distract it. Like it's just a piece of chewing gum and you chew on it and spit it out when you're done. You know? We don't realize how precious it is to come in and receive revelation. Or how important it is. Was it important enough to me this morning to get down on my knees and pray and say, Lord, give me revelation today. Reveal your word to me. Is there something I lack in my life, Lord? You alone know. Please reveal your word to me. Don't let it pass me by. When we know that it'll take more faith in this age than any age it ever was. Versus an age of a rapture, friends. It's a rapturing age. And it'll take more faith than any other age. And we look back in the scripture and see all these great men, what they did by faith. What was done even in Pentecost. What even done through the prophet. I think it's going to take more faith for the change of this body. Oh my. You know, it's one thing to be healed of a headache. It's one thing to be healed of a sore toe. It's one thing to even be healed of cancer that's killing you. But to change a body? From mortal to immortal? Wow. Now, one of the prophets said we didn't have enough faith for healing, not alone for rapture. So, how interested am I in receiving revelation? Has it become a common thing? We go to church, we listen to the preacher, and we go out and maybe even kind of talk about it a little bit, what was preached, and it's just gone. It's not lived in our life. It's not expressed. It's not manifested. Oh my. How important is it to us? Well, see, as I said, I don't have to be a John. God already knows how you felt this morning. Knowing it was time to come in, receive His Word. Did I come in just to hear somebody preach, or did I come in asking God to give me something that's going to cause me to grow in admonition, Lord, and be mature and come to the fullness of the stature of Christ? Did I come for that reason? But no, revelation is thought of a thing. It's not even thought of hardly anymore. It's just, give me a message. I want to hear a message. I want to hear somebody talking. Is that all you want to hear? When you listen to one of the prophet's messages, do you just sit there and listen to it so you can just feel satisfied? I listened to a message. I've done my job today. I listened to a message. And some can't even do that. You're too busy way too busy with everything in life. What a sad story that's going to be on the day of judgment. The one you claim to love with all your heart, body, soul, mind, spirit, and strength, and then had to stand before him on the day of judgment, and your whole life plays before him on that screen, and you're sitting there watching it, and all you're going to see is things you got to do, you want to do, and you've done this, and you've done that. Hardly ever seen you get down on your knees and pray. Hardly ever seen anything happen. Oh, you went to church maybe faithfully 3 times a week. But the rest of your life was just a total material waste. Yeah. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Seriously. What will man give in exchange? Are we so simple and dense that we'd give anything up for our soul? We would give a job up? A home? A family? He that can't hate father and mother, brother and sister, for my sake, is not worthy. Friends, when you begin to make that more important, don't you think he knows? Don't you think he knows? But we just keep filling our life up and just keep filling our life up and just keep filling our life up. And when it comes to God wanting to do something in our life, it's gotten to the point today in this day and age, I got to do this first. And then I'll come back. When I remember years ago, it used to be, I'm going to do this first and now I'll do that if I got time. Things have totally changed. People talk about loving God and crying out for revelation and they don't have a clue. It's just totally clueless of it. But oh, Lord Jesus, may the Holy Spirit bring it back in our life. For we really desire and hunger revelation and really a life lived by Jesus Christ. In reality. But look what people has done. People has turned to so much running here and running there. And some can't even have a home church anymore because they run here, run there, run here, run here. And they're just constantly hunting and digging, searching. Then they don't even want to go to church no more. It takes too much time. I'm going to listen to a tape. You know? Yeah. What about listen to tape and go to church too? Yeah. It seems strange that Apostle Paul would say, forsake not to assemble yourselves together, even more so. I'm going to tell you, we're more so in the day of the appearing of the Lord than we was 20 years ago. Is that right? People ain't going to give up that. They're too in love with the material things. They love it. They really enjoy it. And to think about, well, I couldn't imagine doing what they'd done in the book of Acts. They sold all their possessions and distributed among those that had need. Couldn't imagine doing that today, Brother Steve. Oh, could we not imagine it? Well, but brother, now that's different times. But what if God would have required that? Could we have done it? Oh, my. Could we have done it? Or that when we would have bailed out? I'm going to bail out. A lot of them bailed out when they found out the Lord didn't appear in 1977. And Brother Blaine plainly said, I predict. Yeah. It's not thus says the Lord. I predict. I've been a student of the Scripture, Bible. You know, he predicted because, you know, like it's been already said, you know, he thought for sure with what he knew, as bad as it was then, what it would be then, there's no way the Lord could go on past that, you'd think. I stand here this morning wondering, how can the Lord continue to go on with all the filth and trash and nonsense going on and people that don't even love God and read the prophet's messages every day? Don't really love him. It's become an intellectual addiction. Just to read it, to hear it, but to have it applied, there's no hunger for it. It hasn't been revealed yet. Oh my. Dear Lord, help us. Friends, I'm trying all I can. If the Holy Spirit lays these things on my heart, I feel so inadequate to be able to try to even do this. But I trust the Holy Spirit will do in your heart what needs. You see? Works as Faith Expressed, November 26, 1965, paragraph 206. The Spirit can come out there and anoint you to do certain things, and you do it. Oh, there's a stinger for many still this day. They would think, oh my, the Spirit comes down, anoints me to do it, and I do it, and my, it looks good. Ooh, I'm a believer. Yeah. But that don't mean you're saved. No. Think of it. Ephesus prophesied. Now let's bring it down to today. What if some false anointing get up here and begin to prophesy? And it come to pass. Would you swallow that? Or because they don't believe and reject something what Brother Branham said, that's the word in Scripture, but they got another idea to it, and it's contrary to the word, would you accept that or would you just walk away from it? What would you do? Would that be so enticing to you? Do you realize how many people in this message is looking for mighty signs, wonders, and miracles and trying to find a church that's happening and they're going to run to it as fast as they can? Regardless of what the word is being preached. But if they could see something like that, they would snatch onto that immediately. Yeah. Think of it. Caiaphas prophesied. Judas cast out devils. Judas himself cast out devil. See, the Spirit anointed him, and it was a genuine Spirit, friends. This rain falls on the just and the unjust. The weeds can rejoice with the wheat. Now, if they're rejoicing, and they must be hearing something that's making them happy. And believe me, friends, I've lived long enough and seen long enough that I've seen people you preach this word to and they rejoiced and they was the loudest ones there, friends, and walk right out and go right back in the sin of the world. Yeah. But he said it's what it is at the core. Oh. Now we're talking about something when genuine faith comes into. There's where you, he says, you can, he says, intellectuals can accept and say, oh, sure, that looks good. I believe that. He said, but I still don't do it. No. No, sir, he says. And the Spirit can actually make witness of it. What? Intellectually get something and the Spirit still make witness of it? Absolutely. And still it isn't so. Because if that soul hasn't come from God, now we're talking about a difference here now, because now we're talking about that faith coming to a genuine soul of God, not just on her spirit. Yeah. It can make all the impersonations out here, but it cannot be real. Friends, I just want to try to get to you. God is wanting the real thing. You can act healing. Oh, yeah. Don't you think there's people can go around and say, by his stripes I'm already healed and not even be seed of God? Absolutely they can. You can act like you have. You can act like you receive it. Oh. Christians can act like they're Christians and act ever so good at it. But that don't mean they're saved. No. That's exactly right, see? The Spirit can be there. The real, genuine Spirit, the Holy Spirit, can anoint you. That still don't mean you're saved. But look at people would hang on to that they're bride. If that anointing come down there and might do something in their life and maybe even heal their body, they's maybe ready to die and heal their body. Or heal their mama's body, or their sick child that was ready to die, and heal that sick child, and now they're bride now! Nonsense. See, though it will happen in the bride. She'll receive healings. Her sick baby will get healed. Yeah. But people are intellectually holding on to the wrong thing. And if we aren't careful, we can do the same thing right here. You see? He said it's that inside soul that never dies. Oh, glory. It's got eternal life. It always was eternal life. It comes from God. It goes to God. It's the soul. Hallelujah. Now notice, it's got to be five. Faith, he spells it F-A-I-T-H. Outside. Spirit, Jesus, on the inside. You. That's how standing here looking at you, I don't know one of you. The Spirit can anoint me. Still, I don't know none of you. But when that inside of the inside breaks in, that's God. Did you hear what he said? When that inside of the inside breaks in, that's God. Oh my. That's where the outside can reason. You take a man and say, well, you know, I'm not supposed to commit adultery. But you know, then the Spirit tells me I shouldn't commit adultery. Yeah. But you see, way down there is still that thing is in there. To what? Want to commit adultery. The desire is still there. See, it'll kind of govern around, he said. You better watch it. Is that what's happening so many times? But still, we know intellectually what we should do. We know it should be done this way. We know what the scriptures and what old Brother Steve's got up our mind to pulpit and preached about correcting our children in the right way. And yet, it just goes in this ear, out that ear, and it's gone as soon as service is over. That little baby like that will throw a temper tantrum and we'll give in to it. Oh, now, you know, you got to understand. Understand what? The Word of God? Must be something different than what I understand. Let some kid that high backtalk me and just say, Junior, you shouldn't do that. Old Junior would have his bottom warmed up, you see. Yeah. But when it's directed from the inside, it throws all the rest of it together. All that word gets thrown together now. Not just part of it. Now it ain't just no longer the anointing comes down on my spirit and I get a healing. Or I lay hands on somebody and they got healed. No. When it's on the inside, it throws it all together. Makes it all work together. Not just part of it. You see? It throws all the rest of it together. That's the guidepost. That's the control tower. The inside of the inside. The soul controls the spirit. The spirit controls the body. So an outside whitewash don't make any difference. Them religious people back there that Paul called white walls and so forth, they were outward, just every way a believer. And they had prophecies among them. My, looked like pretty snazzy spiritual people there, truly elected, you know. No. It looked that way, but it wasn't. And everything else, but the inside of the inside, see, the soul that disbelieveth. That's the reason I say people can jump up and down, speak in tongues, people can shout, lay hands on the sick, and heal the sick and so forth by faith. All these great things, they're by the Spirit. So what's going to make the difference here? Now, wait a minute. These people done this by faith, them kind of people. We're supposed to do it by faith. What's going to make this difference? Something real on the inside. That's going to throw it all together and make everything work. You see? All these great things there by the Spirit and still be lost. Wow. Can you imagine living a life like that? Being able to lay hands on your sick child and it got healed and still be lost? Think of that. You mean, Brother Steve, surely that's not so. Yes. If you listen to him. And if you ask God for revelation, you understand these things better. if he reveals it to you. Then it won't be so easily to point to where you see things happening throughout the land and things taking place, and then even amongst other so-called believers, and then get so confused over it. When you see them do this and not believe the word here, not believe the word there, that yet their child was raised from the dead. Should that confuse me? Absolutely not. Well, Brother Steve, but I believe if that happened to that family, I know they got their problems and they said they don't believe this what the prophet said and they don't believe this what the prophet said, but I seem to think that would be the place I'd rather go than go.
Amen.
Yeah. Then go. Yeah. Because you're not getting it anyway. Friends, we're living in a time the little bride is going to be exactly what God said she would be. And all this other nonsense is going to burn in hell. Yes. But our intellectual pea-picking brains, we think we can know everything. But you don't know nothing until you see and find Christ in your life. You may think you do. Until Jesus Christ comes in there, friends, you don't know nothing. I care how smart you are, what you know, what you say you believe, what you think you can do in life. Until Jesus Christ comes right in there in your life, that Holy Spirit dwells within you. Friends, you don't know nothing. No wonder Apostle Paul wanted to say, I know nothing save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Yeah. Future home. Let me read this with that now. Paragraph 195. Now, that's what we was talking the other day, the evidence. I've probably read this hundreds of times throughout my ministry. The evidence of the Holy Ghost. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is when you can receive the Word. It's revelation, friends. That's the only way you receive it, through revelation. Receive the Word, not some system, but have a clear understanding. Oh, my clear. You mean it's clear? There's no fuzzy to it? There's no dark spots. There's no things that you can't figure out. Yeah. Nope, it's all clear. You got it cleared up. How do you know the word is clear and understand it? Watch it vindicate itself. Now remember, every time God reveals something to people, it'll always vindicate. It'll always express. Now you got to hang on to these things because what I'm going to bring here. It will express, absolutely, without a doubt. If it didn't, then something is not right. Now, I know this one thing, it ain't God's word that's not right. It must be the human beings that's saying they received it and really didn't. You see? And I'll say this again. I know people kind of look down on the way I minister and say some things, the way I put things sometimes. I think, well, you saying things like that, ain't never nobody going to be sure. Ain't nobody going to know. I'm going to tell you what, friends. What do you think about all those types of shadows from all those men down before us, even in the Old Testament? Some of the things God put them through. And if they'd been like people today, they'd have gave up a long time ago. Well, could you imagine even Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to stand there and hear that great king says, you're going to bow before me. Put yourself in their shoes. Huh? And to be thrown into a furnace that's heated seven times hotter than it ever was. That they had even put them in the fire, had died from the heat. Wow. Talk about testing your faith. So situations like that, Abraham, 25 years, and have God tell him, you're going to have a son? And his wife's womb was dead. How could it be? Noah, as simple as that may sound, Noah, all those mocking and scoffing him. And there he is building on that ark. God revealed to him exactly what to do. You think that was easy for Noah? You think it was easy for Moses what he did? Do you think it was easy for Paul to go through what he went through? Oh, my. Do you think it was easy for what Peter went through? I mean, here, Paul, you know, hey, Harry, God, of course, done this miraculous thing for him, you know, and filled him with the Holy Spirit, sent him out there to preach God's word, and went through all this suffering and things that he went through, and come down to the chopping block. God, I have to go through this chopping block now? I got to get my head cut off? You think Paul began to doubt his salvation? No. He said, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? My. You think the word coming forth hot and strong today can detour an elected? Impossible. She needs more of it to get all the greenness out of her, where she can stand like a man, a woman of God, instead of being such sissies, babies, but where to come to the fullness of stature of Christ. Grow up. Grow up. So many things, every little thing causes us to get dismayed and get so distraught and get to the point we don't know if we're born again or what. We don't know if we got salvation or what. We don't know if we got this, that, or the other. Just because of a test or trial comes. Just because the word comes sharp as a cutting sword. We want to give up. You ain't got it to start with. No. It's going to be very few saints. People are such babies anymore. Where are those rugged men of God? People can take a test and trial. Somebody's got revelation. They don't lean on their own understanding. They lean on what God said and stand strong with it. Can you imagine Joshua marching around that city walls and God said, you do this and the walls will fall? Put yourself in reality. Marching around walls that were so thick and so wide they could have chariot races on them. And to think of marching around this city and then blow horns and it's going to crumble? Come on. That's what all these believers are today. Yeah. Come on. You really think so? God said so. I believe it. See? He says, watch it vindicate itself. Well, you say, I see this, do this and that. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Weeds live the same way. But it's got to be the entire word. There's your difference. There's a difference between one that's just got the anointing come down on their spirit, you know, and they're doing this and that hands are sick and somebody getting healed and all this, and somebody that's really got it. It's the entire word. They ain't leaving this out. They ain't going to leave this go. They're not going to leave this go because Aunt Susie don't like this and Uncle Henry don't like that. No, sir. It's stay with it regardless if there ain't nobody else around them stays with it. But it's got to be the entire word to be the bride. You have to be a part of him. He is the word. And what part of him is it? The word that's promised for this day when he calls his bride. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about that here in a little bit. If I get time. When he calls his bride, just what did he call us to? What did he really call us to? I remember whatever he called us to, it's got to be the entire word of it. The word is promised for this day when he calls his bride. Be a part of that. He says, do you get it? He says, don't lose that now. Don't lose it. Because it's very important. Yeah, it's very important. And question and answers, August 30th, 1964. Paragraph, 82. It's getting a point where I have to close because you're shutting me off. I feel it. Paragraph 82, So get Christ in your heart. Christ and the Holy Spirit is the same thing. Holy Spirit, Christ means the anointed one. And the Holy Spirit is that anointing. And you are the one that's anointed. And it's Christ in you anointing you. See what I mean? Now notice what he said there. It's Christ in you. Okay? Then you got the right thing by Christ being in you. Okay? Then he can use you to anything he wants you or wants to use you in. Because you're in the body and subject to any of those gifts. But see, to have one of the gifts outside the body, it would do you no good. Though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not charity or love, it profiteth me nothing. Though I have faith and can understand all mysteries of God, it profiteth me nothing. Though I give my body to be burnt as a sacrifice and give all my goods to the poor, though I have faith to move a mountain, I am nothing. So what is it? It's got to be all the word. Not just part. All the word. Don't depend on those things. Huh? Don't depend on those things? Well, Brother Steve, if I had to go out here and say this mountain be thou removed, it moved. Whew, I'd know I was bride. Really? Yeah, it's all it would take. That's all. But yet don't have a clear understanding of the word? The entire word? It's just, you can pick and choose what the prophet did say, and you can pick and choose maybe what the scripture says. You really think moving a mountain is the real thing? No. You still could be nothing. Move a mountain? Now, Brother Steve, if I'd go down there and I'd move the Blue Ridge Mountains to a whole different state, you wouldn't think I'd really be really solid filling in? You shouldn't be. When you can't understand the word. Don't depend on those things. The Holy Spirit is a being. It's God. God in you, the person. That's lit your whole entire being. Oh, glory. You're changed. You're a new creature. Anything that's wrong, I like this. This may be as simple as it could be, but if even half the people in this message can see it. Any little thing that's wrong, he'll tell you that it's wrong. But look how many times today we have to be told, you know you're not supposed to do that. And you've heard it so many times. You know you're not supposed to do that. You know you're not supposed to go here. You know you're not supposed to listen to this. You know you're supposed to do this to your children. You know you're supposed to do this to your wife. You know the wife should be this to the husband. You know all these things. Why do you need a preacher telling you? Remember, when he which is the comforter shall come, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I said to you. Okay? He tells you that it's wrong. He said, then quit. Don't do it. And you'll say, Father, I didn't mean to do that. Please forgive me. And that's the Holy Spirit. I don't care how much you spoke in tongues, how much you run, how much you jumped, how much you did this or that or the other. Whatever you done, it wouldn't mean a thing if the Holy Spirit wasn't in there to condemn you on the things that's right and wrong. Oh. So now I stand there bold and brazen. That don't bother me run 80 mile an hour. Don't run 55. Now I'll be big, tough guy and tough woman. Answer that with God. You just proved you ain't got the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Oh, don't bother me. And I've seen preachers do that. Oh, don't bother me. Make U-turns, go over the speed limit, do anything they want to do. I'm of the Leviticus priesthood. I can do what I want. Really? Wow, you're in sad shape. I've seen it with my eyes, friend. He said, the Holy Spirit wasn't in there to condemn you on the things that's right and wrong. See, that's the reason this person here is right. Let the Holy Spirit do it. But now you see, now what's causing? He said, let me say this with love, sprinkled with love, and anointed with the word. If the genuine Holy Spirit was in you, you wouldn't question that. Now, do you hear what he said? Always confused. Don't know if you've got the Holy Ghost or not. If it was really there, you would never question it. Why am I doing, saints? I'm trying to get you ready now for a rapture. Because I'm telling you, friends, so many people aren't ready. No. They're too easily confused. They're too easily put in doubt and confusion. You better find this place in Christ. I'm telling you, friends. Burning in hell is going to be a terrible thing. But without Christ, you don't even think that's real. You think it's a joke. You think it can never happen. You'll find out if you continue on. He says, you know it yourself. It's an individual thing between you and God. Yeah. You know that something's happened. Hallelujah. You know that there's a change. Well, there's anything else, you yourself, you're the change. You're the one who's done the changing inside of you, and you know you have it. Whether you spoke with tongues, or whether you jumped, shouted, or anything else, you know that God lives in you. Hallelujah. That you don't walk with your own mind. Oh, it's the mind of Christ that leads you with that word, just exactly the way it goes. Just exactly the way it goes. Nothing different. Just exactly the way it goes. You see? Amen. Why don't you sisters come to the instruments? It's getting really thick in here. Amen. But as I've said many, many times, I'd rather know the truth now than have to stand on the day of judgment and say, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that. We get so hardened by just listening to the word. Our ears become calloused. Our hearts become calloused. And then when the Holy Spirit comes in to deal with our hearts, it can't get through. But yet we believe we're Christians because I believe a message of the hour. My. Be a terrible way to believe. Terrible way. Though the true bride will believe the message of the hour. And she will love God with all her heart. Body, soul, mind, strength. There'll be no material thing in this life be able to distract her. Nothing. They know what they've been sent for, and that it shall be fulfilled. Their life. Could you imagine, saints, if we'd had to go to the book of Acts and go in there and read of all these great things God did after the Holy Ghost came and then just keep as they used to be before the Holy Spirit fell on, being cowards, ashamed of the gospel. Afraid of the gospel being preached. And kept running from the authorities and all these different things. And never God be able to express himself. Can you imagine what that book of Acts would have looked like? We see what it looked like when a man and woman done what they did. When material things meant more. Money. When it was within their own power to do what they wanted to do. But yet they wanted to make everybody think they'd done the same as everybody else. That they sold their possessions. And they gave it all at the apostles' feet. But the Holy Spirit knew they hid part of it. See what happened to them? Materialism. Trying to hide back. Trying to deceive other people, making them think they're just as much of a believer as everybody else is. See what happened to them? God killed them. Dropped at the apostles' feet. And they were both buried. Ananias and Sapphira. That same God is alive today. You may not drop physically dead, but you're already spiritually dead. Yeah. When we think more of this life than what God wants done. Yeah. Do you hear me? When you think more of this life than what God wants done. Friends, you need somebody to turn the light on for you. Yeah. And the Lord Jesus is the only one who can turn on the light. As I mentioned Thursday night. And it's like in a dark room without revelation, you walk in this dark room. There's no light. I'll say again. And without any light, you may be going in this dark room. And I'm talking about no light whatsoever. Pitch dark. No adjusting your eyes to it, naturally. And without spiritual revelations, there ain't no way that you can do anything naturally to get it, friends. But you walk in this dark room, you're put in this dark room, and of course, what are you going to do if you want to try to get through that room? Maybe try to find a door to get back out. You'll be using your hands, trying to feel. Yeah, trying to use something physical. Try to be using your brain to think about where is this wind at, where is that, and that's the other. And all the time you're feeling around with your feet, you know, and trying to find out what's going on. And there's that big old alligator sitting there, laying on the floor with his mouth wide open. Yeah. And you know what happens? You're going to keep on stumbling like that, and then you're going to put your foot right in that alligator's mouth. And he's going to swallow you like you're nothing. But you better be crying out to God to turn on the light so that you can see what dangers lurk around you. Yeah. You better be crying out to God. Because I'm going to tell you right now, in that dark room all by yourself, you ain't never going to make it. Never. You better cry out to God for revelation, light, so that you can see what's going on. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you could just take, some of you sing today, could just take what I've read today and seek God for reality of it, what a much better living for Christ person you would be. Yes. What a more surrendered person you would be. What a less material-minded person you would be. Yes. One thing I can say again, Lord Jesus, help all of us. Help us, Lord. Remember, He knows more than you know. Yes, He does. We may sit here and we may know a lot. And we may understand a lot. We may have a lot of different revelations. I'm going to tell you what, He still knows a lot more than you know. He said to reveal Himself throughout eternity, friends. How could we sit here as a know-it-all? How could I get up here behind this pulpit and think I'm a know-it-all because I'm up here preaching and I'm a preacher and this, that, and that, and I'm preaching the Word? By no means, friend. I cry out for revelation constantly. I need it, Lord. Hallelujah. To think, you know what worries me? That I would miss something that maybe you need too. And you'll be lost. Oh God. Help me, Lord, not to miss it. Help me not just to read over something, Lord, not catch the reality of it. Help me, Lord. I need you. And if any of you sit here and think you've done God at all and you're ready for rapture, well, I'll tell you what, use your portion of time crying out for revelation. Ask God to give it to me. Lord, reveal the Word to both of them. Open his understanding. Give him revelation. I'll take all you want to give me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. But you see in this message so oftentimes, so many times, people get a little revelation under their belt and find out about a prophet and this and another, and my, they become so self-righteous and so know-it-alls. My. God, have mercy. Have mercy on us. By grace we are saved. Let's all stand. Amen. Oh, precious Lord. Have you got a song on your heart? Amen. Saints, I don't mean to sound so hard and so gruff. Honestly, God knows my heart. I'd rather never have to do this. But I'm telling you, we're living in the last moments of time. And everything's got to be exactly the way God wants it to be. It has to be, or we're not going in. We may think we are and claim we are, but if it don't line up with that word and the prophet's message this age, friend, we ain't going in. I don't care who we are. We might have been nice people all our life, but that don't make any difference with God. It has to be right, friends. Oh, my. And again, he knows our thoughts. He knows our hearts. Yeah, we may, you know, you may have somebody sitting beside you and think, boy, who in the world he's preaching to? I don't have a clue. I don't know why he's preaching this. But I'm going to tell you what, God knows all about what I'm preaching. Amen. Why I'm preaching it, you see. Let's just sing a little chorus again. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. If you don't feel you need him, ask God to give me your portion. Amen. I'll take everything. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Our heads bowed. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another service, I'm trusting in you, Lord, that you'll stir each one of our hearts with these precious few words. And Lord, I know truly I'm not adequate to be able to do this, but Lord, I ask that you would again fill in, Lord, the places that need to be filled in their hearts. May you bless them, Lord, with your Holy Spirit and, Lord, your word manifested. And, Lord, deal with our hearts according we have need. We ask again now that you just watch over us, keep us safe, Lord, as we make our journeys to and from. And Lord, just may we always keep thee always before us, that we sin not against thee, O God. Bless us. In your glorious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I need thee, oh, I need thee. I come to thee. You're dismissed. May God bless you. Amen. Praise his name.